Well, about that, give more mitzvah chas. Some call you damn Allah. The Canaan that were there would lean their hands on the coin who would do to burn the pyre duma. As we said previously, that they would be metame the coin who would do to burn the pyre duma. They wanted him to burn the pyre duma when he is a full yom in order to show up the stukim who held that a full yom is possible for the pyre duma. And we mentioned in the previous mission that a lot of Mephoshim learned that they weren't actually metame him. Instead, the Canaan that were there would lean their hand on him, and even though those Canaan were tar, that would be metame the coin we do to burn the Pari Duma. Since he purified himself with the Pari Duma, the Chacham said that everybody else compared to him is considered Tame. And after this Canaan would lean their hands on him, causing him to become technically Tame, they would tell him, "My master, the Kohen Gadol, go down and immerse yourself in the mikvah one time in order that he would become Tame." Yad v'tava. Well, love and stop. He would listen to them, go down into the mikvah and immerse himself. He was now tar to be involved in the party when he would go up and dry himself off. They ate them, hayu misudarim shot. And when he got up, they had already wood arranged here. This wood is used in the burning of the paraduma. What type of wood did they use? I'd say a rosin, they used cedar wood. But a runin, pine wood. Ubroshim, spruce wood. But I'd say te'ena, halaka. And they used the wood from a smooth fig tree, but oisin oso kamin migdom. They set it up like a tower, wider on the bottom and narrower on top. Umefatkin bachalonos, and they arranged it in such a way that it had windows, openings in the tower in order that the opening would allow Aaron to fan the flames, and that way it would burn much better. Vechazisa marava, and the front part of this arrangement of wood was facing towards the west. It was facing towards the base of Migdash, which was in the west. Second paragraph, Gemma Mishra Tess, Koftu Bechadal Shom Megek. They would tie up the fire duma with a rope of Megek, a rope made of Gemmi, a type of material, which is not Mekabal Tuma. Unasnu Agava Maracha, Raisha Bidara Upanel Lamar. They would put the fire duma on top of the Maracha, on top of the arrangement of firewood. The head would be towards the south, but it would have its face turned towards the west, towards the base Hamigda. Hakoin Ome Bemidra Upanalamar. The coin would get right up there in the Maracha, and he would be standing to the east of the Pari Duma, and the coin would be facing the west. Shaka Bimino, the Kibal Bismolo, the coin would check the Pari Duma with his right hand, and with his left hand, he would be Makabo the Dam of the Pari Duma. Rabbi Huda Oimer Bimino. Rabbi Huda said that so too he would catch the dam with his right hand, just like he would shock with his right hand, he would catch the dam with his right hand, and that is the din of the base of Migdash. That when Kachim was shocked, the dam would be caught with the right hand of the coin. But the Chacham hold that in this case, since the Pari Duma is not a korban, actually, it's not shocked in the base of Migdash, instead it's shocked in the Har Mishkan, the Har Zaysim, it doesn't have the same din as a korban, and the bar would be caught with the left hand of the coin, even though the shechita was done with the right hand. Hayimakabo, benoisim lismolo. According to Rabbi Huda, even though they caught the dam with the right hand, the coin would switch and put the dam into his left hand, and then he would sprinkle the dam with his right hand as he would hold the basin with the dam in his left hand and dip his finger into the dam and be mazen to sprinkle the dam with the forefinger of his right hand. The coin would dip his finger into the basin that held the dam of the paradum. And he would sprinkle seven times towards the base Kachi HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, or the base of Migdash. Akor HaZayah Tzvila. On each sprinkle that he sprinkled towards the base of Migdash, he would dip his finger again into the basin. As once he dipped his finger into the basin one time and sprinkled, he would then wipe off the dam that was remaining on his finger on the edge of the basin, and he would dip his finger into the dam again. Until he sprinkled seven times towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Gamar Mela Hazos, when he completed all seven sprinkles towards the base Kachi HaKadoshim, Kinech Ez Yado Begufo Shapar, he would wipe off the remaining dam in his hand onto the body of the par. As we want that all the dam that's left would be burnt together with the par. The Pasuk says that the par Duma is burnt together with its hide and its flesh and together with the dam, so therefore the dam that is left on the hand of the corn would be wiped onto the guf, onto the body of the para. Yarat, the coin would then go down from the top of the marach, from the top of the arrangement of wood. V'hitzis et ha'esh ba'al yasos, and he would then ignite the fire with little chips of wood. Rabbi Kiva, I am Becharius. Rabbi Kiva said he wouldn't ignite the fire with chips of wood. Instead, he would ignite the fire with palm branches.